From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Toyota CEO Akio Toyoda will personally apologize to accident victims at a congressional hearing tomorrow, according to prepared testimony. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports he'll also blame recent safety problems in part on the company's driving ambition.
Speaking to a House committee, Toyota will directly apologize to a family who lost members when a Lexus sped out of control last year in San Diego. A member of that family is expected to testify at the hearing. According to prepared testimony, Toyota will also frame the recent safety recalls as a cautionary tale. He links the problems to the company's ambition to expand models and market share. Quote, "We pursued growth over the speed at which we were able to develop our people," Toyota says. Many analysts think Toyota lost track of its core values, such as quality, as it tried to topple General Motors as the world's largest automaker. Toyota won that battle last year, but Akio Toyoda's testimony and subsequent events suggest it came at a high price. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney has suffered a mild heart attack. An aide to Cheney says the former vice president is feeling much better since he checked into a Washington, D.C. hospital yesterday complaining of chest pains. The aide says Cheney is now feeling good. The former vice president has a history of heart trouble, including several heart attacks. Anthem Blue Cross executives are appearing before some California lawmakers today. They'll explain why they want to hike insurance premiums by up to 39%. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Rachel Miro has more.
Anthem Blue Cross is California's largest for-profit health insurer, covering roughly 700,000 individual policyholders in the state. The proposed increase would average 25%, but could be as high as 39% for some people who purchase individual policies. The company's remaining 7 million Californians covered by employer-sponsored plans would not be affected. Anthem enjoys a 57% market share in California, but the state insurance department lacks legal authority to stop rate increases as long as they comply with state law. Anthem insists the move is legal and necessary, in part because younger, healthier people hit by the recession have been dropping their coverage, leaving an older, sicker pool of policyholders. That said, the companies agreed to postpone the start of the increase until May. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
Congressional economists say between 1 and 2 million people found work last year because of the newly passed economic stimulus law. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the law boosted the U.S. economy, but it's unclear by how much. The CBO estimates it's between 1.5% and 3.5%. On Wall Street before the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 95 points. It was at 10,287. You're listening to NPR News. There's news from the Winter Olympic Games in Vancouver, Canada. There is specifically news from the U.S. Olympic ski team. U.S. Olympic gold medalist Bodie Miller has missed on a chance for a fourth gold medal at the Winter Games. From Vancouver, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Bodie Miller says he's a victim of his own hard-charging approach to skiing, going all out in the giant slalom but snagging his glove on a gate and crashing. Miller was after medal number 4 of the Vancouver Games. He already has the complete set of bronze, silver, and gold. One more would set a record for most Olympic medals for a male alpine skier in a single Olympics. Even with his disqualification today, Miller is leagues ahead of his performance 4 years ago in Torino, where he failed to medal and was known more for his partying than his skiing. He still has one more chance for a medal in the slalom race on Saturday, but he's already said he's satisfied with the change in his Olympic attitude and performance. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Vancouver.
Authorities at an Air Force base outside Phoenix say officers shot 2 men who drove onto the base, allegedly in a stolen car today. One of the men died. No one else was hurt. A spokesman for Luke Air Force Base says the men sped through a gate but were stopped at a roadblock. And the top commander of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan is apologizing for an airstrike that killed at least 21 civilians. General Stanley McChrystal says an investigation will find out what went wrong so it'll never happen again. NATO jets attacked a convoy of buses in the southern part of the country. The convoy of buses had been mistaken for Taliban fighters. The strike was separate from a military effort in central Afghanistan. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.